time before you actually did it that you plan ahead?
Oh, when I saw his head, I was like, I got the perfect idea for you. So I told him to just sit in the chair and we was going to take it from there.
Did he cringe or anything, or did he take it like a man?
Nah, he took it like a man. He said, come on, Wood, give me something good. So I told him, I got you.
How much did your SEC hatred have to do with what you did to him?
Not at all. He's a competitor, and I had to joke with somebody. I said, hey, since we couldn't beat him, I had to at least cut his hair.
Tell us now, what was the policy? How long did they have to wear those haircuts?
You know, 2 days at the most. You know, we usually like to, you know, continue to get a laugh for 2 days. But it's all fun and games, and, you know, they enjoyed it. I actually think one of the rookies still have their haircut, so it's pretty fun for us.
And now, a week later, Elvis obviously not here. How are you progressing in this defense, and are you happy where you are? Do you think they'll move you around a little bit?
Well, you know, I mean, you're never happy until you're on the football field, so that's the big thing. You know, we had a couple of linebackers go down. We just got to continue to fight, and whoever's going to end up on the field, they're going to be the best players out there.
Did you get bigger in the offseason?
I had to, you know. Working with Coach Tootin over the offseason, you know, he stressed to me, you know, continue to get strong and get bigger, so that was something that was my main focus.
He only played sparingly, but how nice was it to have DJ back?
You know, it was pretty good. You know, his leadership and his knowledge of the defense, that's something big to get DJ back out on the field.
How nice is it to have someone back instead of losing someone? It seems like now you're getting people back instead of
That's real key. You know, when a guy goes down, somebody has to step up. And then when you get a guy that comes back, you know, his awareness and his knowledge of the game that he can spread to the other guys, that always means a lot.
How much has working with the ones so much the last few days helped you out?
Well, you know, me getting in there with the ones, a lot of other guys getting in there with the ones. You know, it's that quality rep that you get in there. When you get in there, you know you can't slack off, and you know that you got to be at the top of your game.
How much has it also helped having Jamal out there? What has that done for the inside backers?
Oh, man, that's a big help. You know, we got other guys that have great motors, but, you know, Jamal is a big key up there in the front. You know, he's just a big guy, and that's something that you need in the 3-4 defense.